מסכת חגיגה פרק ג' מסר זין. הפסח את חביצו והמסחו ואיצוסו על גב הרגל. רבי יהודה אומר יגמור וחכמים אומרים לא יגמור. This Mishnah is a continuation from where we left off in the previous Mishnah. That we saw in the previous Mishnah that Amei Aretz on Yontif have nemanis legabi tara. And the reason being is because we learned from the pasuk that Amei Aretz have a din like a chava, like a tamid chacham on Yontif, legabi tara. So, if somebody opens up a barrel to sell wine on Yontif, or somebody who's selling isaso, his dough, baked goods, on Yontif, and it was touched by Amei Aretz, he can still sell the wine and the baked goods, the cheskes tara, calls man that it's still Yontif. If Yontif passed, then there's a machlokas. But the Huda says you can continue to finish selling the rest of the wine in that barrel and the rest of the baked goods that were touched by the Amei Aretz, even la'achar regal. And the Chachamim say no, that once regal passed, l'mafreya, we look at it as if that the baked goods and the wine are tamei since it was touched by Amei Aretz. Because that which we give the Amei Aretz, it didn't like a chaver, that's only called mine, it's still yantiv. But once yantiv passed, even though the Amei Aretz only touched it on yantiv itself, you cannot continue selling the baked goods and the wine, the chetzes tar. Mishaaba aregel hayumavirin al paras azot. When the yantiv is finished, the kohanim would take out the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash to be toivel them and to be matar them, as they were taught by the Amei Aretz. Even though we said the Amei Aretz have a din like a chava on yantiv, that's only on yantiv itself, like we saw before, but once yantiv passed from Afreya, we look at it as if all the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash are tamei, since they were touched by Amei Aretz, so therefore, we have to be toivel them after yantiv. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said before, that you can continue selling wine and baked goods that were touched by Amei Aretz even after a regal, that's only wine and baked goods. Since the Chachamim were afraid that if we don't allow to continue selling them after yantiv, they won't sell them on yantiv itself either, they're afraid that some of it will be left over. But as far as the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are required to be matar them after a regal. Ava a regal b'yom shishi, lo hayu mavirim b'fnei kvod haShabbos. If yantiv ended on Friday, then they weren't matar the kelim because of kvod haShabbos, as there was no time on Friday to be matar the kelim, as the kohanim were busy getting ready for Shabbos, so therefore they had to push it off until Sunday. Rabbi Yehuda aymaf lo b'yom chamishi she'en hakohanim pnuyim. Even if the regal ended on Thursday, meaning the last day of Yontif was Wednesday, even so the Kohanim were not free to be matar the kelim before Shabbos. As on Thursday the Kohanim were busy getting rid of the ash that was on top of the Mizbeach, as a lot of ash accumulated on the Mizbeach during regal. And on Friday they also were not free because they were getting ready for Shabbos, so therefore they had to push it off until Sunday. Masechet Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishmaches, Kesed Mavirim al Taras Hazor. How are they mitahir the kelim nazara after the regal? Matbilim et the kelim shahayu b'mikdash. All the kelim that were used in the Beit HaMikdash during regal that came into contact with Amei Aretz required tefillah after yomtiv. For oimrim lahem, hizaru shloitigu b'shulchan utitamu. The Amei Aretz kohanim that entered the heichal during yomtiv were told to be careful not to touch the shulchan at all, be mitamit. As if the shulchan would become tameh, it would be impossible to be mitaret, as it was not allowed to remove the shulchan at all for any purpose. As the pasuk says, lechem panim lefanai tamed, that the shulchan always has to be in its place. Kol hakelim shahayu b'migdash, yesh lehem shniyim u'shlishim. All the kelim that were used in the Beit HaMikdash had replacements, double and triple. She'im nitmu harishonim. Yaviu shniyim takpim, that if the first ones would become tame, they had second ones to take its place. Kol hakelim shahayu b'migdash tumin tefillah. All the kelim that were used in the Beit HaMikdash required tefillah if it came into contact with something that was metameh them. Chutz mei mizbach hazav u'mizbach hanechashim, except for the mizbeach hazav, which was in the heichal, and the mizbeach hanechashim. The Bnei Shehenka Karka, they have it in like Karka. As the Pasuk calls, the Mizbeach HaNechoshet that was used in the Mishkan, Mizbeach HaAdama, and all Kalin made out of Karka are not Makabal Tuma. And the Mizbeach HaZav, which was in the Heichal, is Hukash, to to Mizbeach and Achoshes. But the pasuk says Hamenorah v'Hamizbechos. The pasuk is Makish, the two Mizbechos, to each other. So therefore, just like the Mizbeach and Achoshes is not Mekabel Tumah, so too the Mizbeach Hazav is not Mekabel Tumah, and certainly the Mizbeach HaChitzon that was used in the Beit HaMikdash that was made out of Avonim, and Klei Avonim are not Mekabel Tumah, so it also is not Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim Oimrim Menei Shehem Mitzupin, the Chacham argue, they say that the Mizbechos are Mekabel Tumah because they are covered with Maschis, with metal, and therefore anything that's covered with metal is Mekabel Tumah, even though the Iker Mizbeach was made out of eight, and Kli Eitz Ha'asui L'Nachas is not Mekabel Tumah, meaning Kli Eitz that stays in its place, is not moved from one place to another, is not Mekabel Tumah. Since it is covered with metal, it is Mekabel Tumah.